It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And Paul Ramos sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning on Vets Info on the Air. Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, in the studio once again. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I have my voice. Maynard doesn't have his voice. So
thank God.
Yeah, you get laryngitis once in a while, right? And that's not good when you're a radio guy.
Oh, I was just telling you before the show started that I got that in February, and it cost me a trip to Washington, D.C., Yeah, I was too busy to take time off of work because I had the flu a few days before then. I was like, I'll push through it. Well, I lost my voice the day before the flight, and I was like, no. So instead of spending 4 days in D.C., I spent 4 days in my living room watching reruns. So
reruns of what?
Good Times.
Good Times.
Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah.
It happens to everybody.
That's right.
You know, we all get sick. So
that's right. All right, who are we going to salute today?
Today we're saluting Lieutenant Colonel Halver Ephraim Harrison. Halver was born on January 15th, 1903 here in Madison, passed away on December 17th, 1992. He entered active duty into the United States Army on August 6th, 1932. He spent 29 years, 6 months, 25 days active service. So he enlisted in the United States Army, which subsequently became he decided to go into the Army Air Corps back from 41 to 46, and eventually the United States Air Force, because back in 1932 there was no Air Force. It was part of the U.S. Army, which during World War II, they named it the Army Air Corps, and then in 46 or 47, they named it the United States Air Force. So
the Air Force didn't start till then, huh?
No, it didn't. Oh, okay. It's one of the newer branches of service.
Interesting. Didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he was honorably discharged on October 31st, 1962, at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. He was a personnel technician with headquarters of the 2750th Air Base Wing. Spent 1 year and 1 day overseas service. It didn't say where he served, but he served during both World War II and the Korean War. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal with bronze clasp, the Air Force Longevity Service Award with one silver oak leaf cluster and one bronze oak leaf cluster, Armed Forces Reserve Medal with hourglass device. So he spent a lot of time in service. So we thank you, Halver, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Yes. Thank all our veterans for all their service.
Absolutely. So
that reminds me, give a shout out to Amber Boyens, Maynard's daughter. She hung it up for some years, I think, Amber was in.
So I think Maynard said, well, he kind of said, with his 21 years.
Okay.
Good for her. Congratulations, Amber.
Yeah. All right, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Protecting yourself and others with vaccinations.
All right.
I don't know why or how vaccinations became so politicized. Mm-hmm. I just don't get that. The VA sent out a press release on September 25th discussing the importance of getting vaccinated against others. As the leaves change color and their air turns crisp, respiratory illness is approaching. You know, just ask Maynard. This time of year is not just about pumpkin spice and cozy sweaters. It's time to think about protecting ourselves from getting sick. Best way to protect ourselves from respiratory illnesses is with vaccinations. You know, I'm gonna listen to the doctors, and when they say get vaccinated, I'm gonna get vaccinated.
Yep.
That's just me. Like I said, I don't know why or how or the vaccinations became so political, but vaccines can help protect from flu, RSV, COVID-19, and pneumococcal pneumonia. These vaccines are available free of charge to veterans receiving care at the VA. For veterans, staying healthy is especially important. Veterans have underlying health conditions conditions can make illnesses like flu, RSV, COVID-19, or bacterial pneumonia far more dangerous, lead to serious complications, especially in older adults and those with compromised immune systems. So, yeah, I got the flu shot last year, and then back in the end of January, I tested positive for flu, and the symptoms were bad enough when I was vaccinated, when I had the flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what they would have been like if I hadn't got the vaccine.
Yep. Matter of fact, I got my flu shot last week.
No, I still need to get mine, but I need.
It's important.
It's on my it's on one of my to-do list.
Isn't it? You're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting
others.
Others.
Yep. So, by taking the simple step of getting vaccinated, you'll protect yourself and those around you. Most people have either mild side effects or no side effects. After getting the vaccine, some of the most common side effects are arm pain or swelling, headache, fatigue, but these effects shouldn't last more than a couple of days. You might have questions about vaccines, such as, one, what vaccines are recommended for me this season? How else can I stay healthy and keep from getting sick? Can I receive all recommended vaccines at once, or should they be spaced out? Your VA healthcare provider and healthcare team can help you answer these questions. You can call your local VA to learn when and where you can get vaccines. You can also send a secure message to your provider through My Healthy Vet. Flu, COVID-19, RSV, pneumococcal vaccines are also available at VA's network of over 70,000 community pharmacies and urgent care locations nationwide. If you choose to get a vaccine outside of VA, let them know you're a veteran enrolled in VA healthcare and bring this billing information card with you. Flu and COVID-19 vaccines do not require a prescription at VA network locations. For help with in-network community shots, you can call 877-881-7618 or your local VA facility. You can learn more about no-cost shots. If you received your vaccines outside of VA, we encourage you to share this information with your VA healthcare team. You can do this by adding your vaccine information to your My Healthy Vet summary for your own records. To add your information, you'll need a premium My Healthy Vet account. Learn more about managing your COVID-19 vaccine records online. If you don't receive VA healthcare and are interested in applying, you can learn more about eligibility and benefits by contacting my office.
And what is that? Link.
Oh, the link.
Okay.
The Veterans Linkage Line is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. Or you can just contact my office in the lower level of the courthouse. I still like to call it garden level. Because
there's still have a garden there?
Leaves are changing, okay. So you know it's changing of the seasons. Yeah. So it's now the brown level.
Okay.
All right, but phone at 598-3445. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but Thursday I will be out of the office. I have a meeting up in St. Cloud. You know, last month I signed on for another year of being president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers.
Oh, well, so it's still, congratulations.
Thank you, but it still pulls me out of the office often for meetings. So
what's your job responsibilities with that?
Facilitate every other month a executive board meeting, attend meetings at the Capitol grounds in the Veteran Service Building, meet with you know, leadership of VA medical centers. Like today, I was supposed to be in Minneapolis for a meeting with the director. I sit on the what's called the Consumer Advisory Board.
Okay.
But that meeting got canceled today, so here we are live in studio.
All right, there you go. All right, Josh, thanks for coming in. You always come up with some good subjects, vaccinations today.
Yep. Like I said, I'm going to listen to medical experts when they say get vaccinated, so that's just me.
Okay.
You know, everybody, it's a free country. You guys do you, but I'm going to get vaccinated.
All right, real good. And hopefully Maynard will be talking to you next Monday. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, thanks for coming in the studio, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Baniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, and that's another Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.